It's time now for writer Alyssa Eli's weekly look at the lives of people who've passed, the Remembrance Project. This morning, she recalls a Newton doctor who helped patients and made time for personal adventures.
That's the thing about my dad, is I think of him as being a kind of an extraordinary, ordinary person.
Dr. Robert Buxbaum, Harvard Community Health Plan physician and palliative care doctor, was also devoted to dark chocolate, classical music, and the blues. His son, Carl Buxbaum, remembers.
He loved music. Often in the evening, he'd end up on the couch listening to music and pretending to read journals. So he had a stack of journals about this tall at the foot of the stairs. And I think I once asked about those, and my mom said, well, yeah, he reads those until he nods off.
Care for the neediest was his life work. Dr. Buxbaum started in public health on an Apache reservation in Arizona, where the cultural acceptance of illness and dying transformed his traditional medical view. When he returned to Massachusetts, Harvard Community Health Plan was as close as he could get to providing his patients universal health coverage, and he was there for 45 years. Afterwards, he opened a clinic in Roxbury, where he worked until he was 83. But family and friends saw his other side, the one always game for adventure. In his 30s, he took up the oboe,
which he struggled with from, he picked up as an adult, and struggled to make a beautiful sound with for probably 15 years. I don't know. But eventually he did.
Some of his adventures were literary. For years, Dr. Buxbaum wrote a column for the Boston Phoenix with light topics like There's Nothing Like a Dome about baldness and weighty ones like When Doctors Are Wrong. Other adventures were international. He and his wife traveled the Canadian Arctic on a Russian icebreaker and kayaked remote areas of Iceland.
I once took him on like this hair-raising trip out to the Finger Lakes. It was a big lake, and there were whitecaps, and we couldn't find our launch, and it was cold. It got to be cold, and he didn't say it, I didn't say it, but we both said, "This is bad," to ourselves, and I couldn't tell you what we talked about during that entire trip, just that we spent the time together.
Outside the bounds of an ordered medical life, that principled, disciplined world of care, Dr. Buxbaum indulged in pleasures, standing in block-long lines with his four children for the joy of a dripping sundae or the miracle of ice cream mix-ins.
My mom would say, secular humanism, if you want to give it a word, but I like to think of it as just believing that, this is the life, and this is where we make a difference.
After he was diagnosed with brain cancer, Dr. Buxbaum retired. He lived another year and a half, surrounded in his home by family, caregivers, and a nurse practitioner from his palliative care team. There's a photo of him from the memorial service, flexing a proud bicep tattooed with an Inuit design. He got it for his 80th birthday. His wife got one, too. Underneath, there's a quote from Martin Buber, the humanist philosopher. "I do not accept any absolute formulas for living. As we live, we grow, and our beliefs change. They must change. We should stake our whole existence on our willingness to explore and experience."
Writer Alyssa Eli, remembering Newton doctor Robert Buxbaum, who died a year ago. To suggest someone for remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.